Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. I'm Tim Kurtinovis, your host, and today, well, today, we're diving into something seismic. The arrival of agents not just as helpers, but as the new system of record across revenue. Forget more AI in the stack. This week marks the start of a shift where agent-owned execution isn't just part of the process, it becomes the actual control plane. Agents are moving from assisting us inside our favorite tools to orchestrating workflows across every system with their own throughput, decision logic, and audit trail. Let's talk impact. The winners here aren't the teams stacking automation on top of automation. The real edge goes to those willing to redesign accountability for autonomous throughput. Who owns which pipeline actions, what done actually means, and how exceptions escalate, all of that gets rewritten. If you're someone responsible for forecast integrity, margin discipline, or the daily operating rhythm, you cannot sit this one out. Let's get tactical, because we had some big moves this week. First up, Salesforce. Their Agentforce offering is no longer an experiment. It's showing up with major ARR bundled as core platform revenue. The message? Agent capability is now critical infrastructure. The shift for RevOps and SalesOps is massive. Your new job is less building reports, more about engineering agent permissions, setting up guardrails, and managing exception queues. Pipeline hygiene. It's not about whether your reps updated the CRM, it's about whether your agents are following the right policies and what evidence backs each move. If you've got strong data discipline and clear stage definitions, congratulations, you'll scale. But if your CRM is a patchwork of human heroics keeping the truth together, watch out. Agents will amplify the mess and inflate pipeline volume, eroding forecast credibility at machine speed. Next, let's talk outbound. Instantly just launched a fully autonomous AI sales agent and outreach. They're signaling a full repositioning as an agentic AI platform for revenue teams. The engagement category is collapsing into agent orchestrated execution. What does that mean? Outbound moves from rep-managed sequences to policy-driven orchestration. Agents decide when to reach out, which channel, what message, and when to hit stop. Managing outbound now means defining clear end states, quality benchmarks, and when to escalate to a human. Companies that can encode their sales plays into auditable, agent-readable policies will thrive. If you're running an SDR team measured on volume, that's a red flag. Agents can generate 10x the touches, making activity-based management obsolete. Middle managers focused on detection and correction find themselves needing to pivot to coaching and deal strategy or risk redundancy. Salesforce Agentforce 2.0 also dropped a powerful signal this week. The narratives changed from productivity to full-on pipeline redesign. Pipeline stages, once built for human time and attention, are being reimagined for evidence and risk. Agents handle the handoffs, from initial qualification, now based on rich synthesized signals, to executing the next steps as bundled transactions. Pipeline suddenly is a governed, auditable asset. If you're still relying on gut feel stage definitions or stage 3 because it feels like it, you're racking up operational debt. Explicit criteria are now table stakes. Zooming out, Yahoo just opened the door to advertiser-facing agents, even allowing third-party AI agents to negotiate on behalf of brands. This is what a multi-agent marketplace looks like. Your agent negotiating against the platforms within preset constraints. Media buying shifts from craft to engineered objectives and trustworthy attribution. Advantage now, tilts to teams with clear economic models, closed-loop data, and tight sales-marketing alignment. And it's not just front office. In HR, Pocket HRM's SMHRT agentic agents are coordinating the employee lifecycle, hiring, onboarding, internal services. Why does that matter? For revenue, because your scale limit moves from outbound hustle to internal drag, ramp time, how fast new policies reach the field, and how quickly people get enabled. If your internal knowledge isn't governed and versioned, agents will serve outdated guidance, feeding the wrong behaviors right into your revenue process. So, what's the shape of the next gen revenue org? First, the org chart tilts toward policy and exception owners. Fewer people are dedicated to pushing tasks through tools. More are accountable for defining the rules agents execute. From segmentation to routing and discounting, the SDR and AE boundaries get redrawn. Agents can own the routine, top of funnel execution, explicit qualification, follow-ups, scheduling, CRM updates, SDRs refocus on the edge, narrative work for complex accounts, multi-threading, human touch for high trust scenarios. AEs are pulled earlier into discovery and later into negotiation because the machine owns the middle. RevOps, you're no longer the integration function, you're the autonomy function. Your job is to certify if pipeline is real, what evidence supports it, and where agent actions break down or create risk. Governance itself moves upstream, design permissions, boundaries, and escalation rather than relying on downstream approvals. But here's the catch. Human judgment is more critical in two places than ever, setting objectives and handling exceptions. You can't outsource strategy. If objectives aren't clear, your agents will chase misaligned incentives and degrade performance beneath the surface. A few patterns to watch inside your org. If your AI wins, add up to more dials and emails, but no better conversion or shorter cycles, you're automating noise fast. If your agents can't explain why this account, why now, why this stage, you've created forecasting risk and opacity. If pipeline swells, but your forecast error bands widen, the sickness is uncontrolled autonomous creation. If RevOps is just connecting tools and tuning prompts rather than setting policies and guardrails, you're multiplying tech debt. If human roles are unchanged, but you're just demanding more output, get ready for burnout, corner cutting, and disappointing results. If I were a CRO this week, I'd run a hard-edged 30-day experiment, spin up an agent-owned pipeline pod for a single segment. Agents can only move deals if they attach evidence, source signals, qualification criteria, next step confirmation, audit log. One exceptional AE handles the escalations. RevOps owns the rules, does weekly audits, and measures everything. The goal? Not more activity, but to prove you can drive pipeline as a governed, auditable output, not just a messy byproduct of rep behavior. Here's my closing thought. The bottleneck is no longer execution, it's control. Autonomy is pushing every revenue leader to define objectives tightly, instrument outcomes cleanly, and govern exceptions without slowing the system down. The winners will be those who rewrite for managed autonomy, where agents execute and humans handle the fog of war, risk, ambiguity, brand, novelty. If you don't redesign for this, your AI transformation might just breed more forecast surprises, more brand risk, and more margin slippage at machine speed. Thanks for joining me here on the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your team, subscribe, and let's keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible together. Until next time, keep redesigning, keep governing, and stay agentic. All the best. Tim Cortinovis. Tim.